AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Eiffel Tower is lit up in green. Paris is hosting the United Nations Climate Summit. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon wants an agreement for all countries to reduce man-made emissions that heat the planet.
This is the one which will really help putting an end to poverty, making these cities healthier, livable, and making our lives much, much safer and more prosperous.
President Obama will be at the summit. There are protesters already in Paris for the summit. Police had to fire tear gas into the crowd. France's interior minister says 174 protesters are in detention, facing possible charges. French President François Hollande called the protest scandalous. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says mass shootings like the one at the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Colorado are happening far too often.
It's, I think, a mental health crisis. I don't think it would fall under quite the definition of domestic terrorism, although I'll leave that to the Justice Department to make that determination.
McCaul was on ABC's This Week. A law enforcement official in Colorado Springs says the suspect, Robert Louis Deere, made a comment about no more baby parts after his arrest. Turkey's prime minister says his country and the European Union are paying the price for the failure of the UN system to solve Syria's crisis. He says the flood of migrants is the result of failing to end the Syrian conflict. Today is comeback day for travelers who went away for Thanksgiving. Other than some freezing rain and snow in the Central Plains, forecasters say weather across much of the country is unseasonably mild. The FAA says most airports across the country are running with delays of 15 minutes or less. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidates are targeting a fellow candidate, Donald Trump.
There was Ohio Governor John Kasich on ABC This Week.
I think he's very divisive, and I do not believe he will last.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush on CBS's Face the Nation.
If you listen to him talk, it's kind of scary, to be honest with you, because he's not a serious candidate.
And on Fox News Sunday, Carly Fiorina.
Apparently, Donald Trump only feels big when he's trying to make everyone else look small. Of course, in the end, he looks the smallest of all.
Trump appeared on Meet the Press, insisting once again he's seen videos of people celebrating in New Jersey on 9/11.
I saw it on television. I saw clips.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
Gods of Egypt director Alex Proyas is apologizing for casting mostly white actors in his upcoming film based on Egyptian mythology. The movie premieres in February. Proyas says their casting choices could have been more diverse. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.